Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I want to take you back to a date I call Stardate 8507, and that was in the age of the seller. Stardate 8507, and once upon a time in that place that today must seem far, far away, people like you and me, businesses, sellers, we controlled all the information about our products, our services, and innovations, and consequently, customers learned what they needed to know from us, from our salespeople, from me when I was a salesperson. I was my customer's internet in Stardate 8507. And we traveled far and wide dispensing information to and collecting sales from grateful and beholden customers. They needed us to come by and talk to them, tell them what they needed to buy. Even if they didn't buy it from us, they got the information from us. But if you had been observing such one of those meetings, the customer would have been nodding his head in wonderment as the salesperson, that was me, revealed the virtual magic that was my product. And in this land, at that time, Stardate 8507, the force, control, and availability of information was with the seller, was with me, was with you as a business. That was Stardate 8507. But here we are on planet Earth, Stardate 10912, in the age of the customer. And on present day planet Earth, things haven't changed. Customers still buy, some things I should say, haven't changed. Customers still buy from sellers. They still provide product information. But observing a customer and salesperson today, you'll see the former explaining how much she knows, the customer explaining how much she knows about the business's products, while the salesperson nods his head in wonderment. And in this universe, the salesperson is grateful and beholden if the customer will just contact him before deciding from whom she will buy. In the age of the customer, my friends, the force, access to lots of information, is with the customer. It began with the remote control, the video recorder, the TiVo, the DVR, the internet, on-demand everything, social media, and more recently, mobile computing. All of those things, all the platforms that make up what we now call social media, all of that combined have become the lightsaber of consumers and business customers in the new age. Armed with an abundance of all this stuff, all this online content, commenting platforms like Yelp, right, and commenting on a site that you on Google or whatever, all of this ability for customers to gain an advantage and all the social media communities, all that, customers not only have access to the information they need to make better decisions, but they also co-own brand messages in the subspace chatter about any given seller or product, as it's being evaluated in the online dimension. That's your stuff too. Alas, too many small businesses are still operating a Stardate 8507 strategy in Stardate 10912. And the predominant response by one of these sellers is frustration that they have diminishing control over customer relationships and therefore their future. So, folks, Scotty will not be able to beam you up if you don't learn that the only way to end this frustration and to assume at least co-ownership of the force. Remember, the force is the information. You cannot own that anymore. It's the age of the customer. You cannot own that anymore. You can only co-own the force. The only way to do that is to embrace online community building and join the conversations that are being conducted about your business, your products, services, and your industry. The conversations are going on out there. They're being had about you, about your products, about your industry, about how people are using all that stuff, whether they mention your name or not, your company's name or not. Those conversations are being had online in these communities. If you're not joining them, if you're not becoming part of them, if you're not defending yourself when you need to be defended, if you're not putting your best foot forward in these communities when you have an opportunity, then you will not be able to assume co-ownership of the force. And consequently, people will rule you in or out without you even knowing they exist. And so you'll just be looking around wondering why you're not getting as much business as you used to. And it's because you're not where the business decisions are being made. They're being made in another place from where they used to be. And that's the way it is in Stardate 10912. The good news is that this joining that you can do, that you should be doing, is not only relatively easy, but it can also be done with almost no cost, very little direct cost. And if you don't know how, ask one of your 25-year-old customers. In Stardate 10912, the force is with the customer. I'm Jim Blassingham, 20 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.